That is moving with any producers that we go ahead and have that program. You know, we just go ahead and do it. Okay. And you won't be on the air for 10 minutes.
And you won't be producing.
That's not the problem. The war is on the air. The question is going to be interesting.
Now. Yeah, whether or not it will engage.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay, our committee, the program oversight, will once again move with vigor. With a senior producer, with a general manager, because we have the time slot, we have the program and so on, but we need to put out a concept. We need a concept. Okay. Let's just take a look and see. Is there anything else from programming oversight?
No.
All right. And the final one is the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay. We met yesterday. It was Julie Rodriguez, who's the chair of our committee. I'm the secretary. Rodrigo Argueta, Kimberly King, Eva Georgia was also at the meeting. And we had invited Mary Lee and Benjamin Torres to discuss doing possible racism and diversity and equity training for the board. I passed around the report to everybody. I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of extra copies for the listeners. If you could share those for listeners. On the racism and diversity training, we interviewed two possible trainers for the allocated workshop on racism, diversity. It's called racism and diversity, but they're suggesting that we call it racism, diversity, and equity. And we're recommending actually that pending approval of their proposal that we use these folks, Mary Lee and Ben Hummingthorpe, as the trainers for this workshop. They have extensive background in working with communities of color and in conducting trainings on issues of race, class, gender, other areas of diversity. And we have their resumes available for anyone that would like to look at them. Ms. Lee does projects with United Coalition East, the Homeless Organizing Project in Skid Row, and with the Community Coalition of South LA. Mr. Torres previously worked as an organizer with the Multicultural Collaborative and currently works for the Community Development Technology Center, LA Trade Tech. Some of the issues that were raised about the training is that it should be framed by our mission and goals, that we should set clear goals for the workshop, and that the workshop should discuss issues of racism and diversity, but also equity, should emphasize both process and outcomes, and concretely examine issues of power and privilege within the station. The COI also discussed possible training sessions with the KPFK staff and the management staff follow up on that. The next steps, we asked Ms. Lee and Mr. Torres to prepare a proposal for the training that would include cost and so on that we would like to bring to the next board meeting in June. And a suggestion that the workshop proposal be considered and adopted at that meeting, and that the training take place sometime in July. So, you know, this doesn't get one of those issues, you know, racism and so on, that just gets bumped and bumped and bumped. Let's say we're going to do it and let's do it. Okay, any questions on that piece of it? And again, please, if you'd like to see their resume, just connect with me on the sheet.
End of July,
the
town hall.
Yeah.
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 The date we have.
Yeah. Does that conclude your report?
No, the second thing was just, we were also asked to follow up on the national race and nationality decisions, and Rodrigo reported that on the issue of developing the Spanish language newscast, which was passed there, that all of the Spanish language programmers, or most of them, felt completely left out of the decision, and so Rodrigo and Eva are going to convene a meeting of those programs to discuss their concerns and the status of the project. Eva reported that Radio Bilingüe is interested in a collaboration using the Spanish language newscast, and they have connections with public radio stations in Mexico that have an audience of 20 million that might carry the news broadcast. The idea now, the concept is that the program would be produced bilingually and could be made into half-hour segments, which would make it easier for other stations to pick it up. Question?
Alan?
Oh, I just wanted to say
go ahead.
I just want to say that I thought the people might wonder about an LSB radio show, but I'm sure, for instance, if we had a monthly show, we could do a long segment with Ms. Lee and Mr. Torres especially after the process goes forward. And I think that could make for very good radio. Also, it's a really good, both sides of this look very productive.
The COI diversity report. So on this first item, I'm kind of the point person, the training. On the second item, it's for legal. And on the third item, the COI diversity report, it's Kimberly King. And it turns out that the bylaws mandate a quarterly diversity report to the LSB, but Kimberly raised that, you know, that's something we may want to raise to the bylaws committee, but that's, you know, not a lot is going to change from quarter to quarter. You might want to make it a little bit more.
Twice a year.
And Julie shared a sample report that was done by the Pacific Fish in Houston, which we're going to review and see if there's anything we can adapt for our report. Some of the issues that we thought should be considered in developing this diversity report that goes to the board. The first report should examine the progress that has been made over the last 3 years with the post-Pacifica crisis, and that would be kind of our baseline for measuring our progress or lack thereof. We need more discussion on how to evaluate programming diversity, especially for primetime programming, and we thought this is something we should discuss with the programming council. For example, you can't just look at there's this amount of programming related to communities of color. You want to look at, is it on at 3 in the morning on Sundays? Is it on prime time? You know, so you want to look at both quantitatively and qualitatively. And then we need more discussion to identify the domains of diversity that the report should examine. For example, race, gender, economic class, sexual orientation, and language are some of the ones that we initially came up with, but we want to really have more discussion to develop how this should happen. And a way that we can collect this information that's not going to freak people out.
Okay.
Questions?
Very thoughtful, and we appreciate that report.
Okay. Our next meeting is Monday, June 6th.
So, you send it by email?
Yes, I'm going to post it. I just don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I forgot how to do the website thing, but our next meeting is June 6th at 5:30, and members of the listening audience are welcome to attend these meetings. We have not been getting listener members. We're going to meet at the station, but I think it's probably partly, we're probably not publicizing the ground meeting.
It's not the same membership approach as the other.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Terry Goodman, and then I'm going to make a proposal that we go to public comment. Terry?
Yeah, I would like to be on an LSB brave enough and for them to find a diversity trainer or an anti-oppression trainer self-confident enough and to have a producer that we trust enough so that such training could be recorded and made into a broadcast program.
Wow. Very good. Good input. Members of the board, I'm going to recommend that we skip at this point over an agenda item and go to public comment. Here's the problem we have ourselves into. We probably will be asked by the custodian of this building to exit around 10 o'clock. And we want to have public comment and vote. I deeply regret that there are issues here like Pacifica National Board of Directors report, but I'm thinking that we need to deal with, but I think we need 20 minutes of public comment at this point and then vote on those items that we have put off until after public comment. Just a moment. The chair recognizes Rodrigo. You asked for time to make a statement. We said that would be just before public comment, didn't we? So we will honor that. But let me get kind of a sense of the body. Is there a sense that we could go to public comment now? Okay, one moment then. Okay, let's start with Israel.
Is there anything on the agenda which is urgent, vital,
yes,
timely, which we can at least mention at the very least before we go to public comment?
Yes, I think there are. I think the PNB.
What is it?
Well, I believe, David, the PNB director's report, there's the whole issue of the search.
There's a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues. Whether they're urgent or not is up to people's own.
Yeah, in other words, it's hard to evaluate what's urgent and what isn't.
Well, in terms of time and action.
Well, I understand what you're saying. The problem with weeknight meetings is that no venue is going to just allow us to stay on and on. All right, Sherna.
I suggest that we have a 10-minute discussion before going to public comment, because I want the public to comment on the P&B issues as well. One reason I'm really curious
All right, is that acceptable to the board? And then, before we go to public comment, Rodrigo, you will be able to make your statement.
Donna?
Yes.
I'd like to propose that we, the directors, Donna and
speak
I...
Speak up, can you speak up?
Pardon me. I'd like to propose that Donna and I be allowed 10 minutes to provide the report that the public can comment on, and then, if time permitting, we can have a discussion amongst the LSB about those things, but at least be able to get them out. And if anyone wants to comment on them, they can.
Right. All right. Is there kind of a sense of the body that we could take 10 minutes on the PNB director's report and then go to Rodrigo's comment and then to public comment? Yes.
How much time do we really have?
Well, probably until a little after 10. Yeah.
The math.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to vote on anything, we have to have them. Then we'll see, and then
that's
we have
right.
to vote. So
that's
I think
right.
we should have them have the public comments, but we have to vote. If we don't vote, then we really have wasted the day.
Let's go to 10 minutes PNB directors right now, and then we'll go to the public comments. You see, that's going to put us into a crunch. Rodrigo.
Are they really interested of what they can, you know, like, are we, you know, saying that we're going to get that report, PNB report? But if the public here wants to talk about that, you know, because if they're going to do it, then we have, then probably we should ask them to raise their hands. They want to listen to it, they want to know if it's interesting for them. Because this is one of the things that I want to say. And then we listen to them and we just say, okay, thank you very much, please sit down. And we let them do anything about what they say.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
So right now, I think we are, you know, the other way. You know, we are like saying, yes, we want to give a report to them. We ask them, if they do want to listen to it.
We could.
You know,
let me ask Mr. Sponsors, would you like to hear 10 minutes on our...
It's done by now.
Pardon me?
We want to hear it. Let's go.
Is that what the listener sponsors
yes.
would like?
Yes,
all right. David, go ahead.
Okay. We are... Donna, do you want to go first or shall I?
I'm going to report on the PNB audit.
Okay. And so we've had several meetings since our last LSB meeting, including a couple of five-hour meetings to deal with the question of the executive director transition plan. So everybody knows our executive director has announced that he's leaving effective June 1st, and we are in the process of developing a transition plan, which includes what are the priorities during the transition period, who's going to lead the network, who's going to be the person with the authority of the executive director, and what's the transition team going to be like, how much is it going to cost us, and what's going to be the oversight mechanism of the board. And I can't provide any further details about how we're doing, but that's what we're doing. What is contemplated is a 100-day period of transition during which we will do a formal job search. I think we're going to have a professional firm assist in that, at the end of which we hire a permanent or, quote, regular ED. So I want to report that what we did do as an LSB, we had a director's meeting where we talked about our issue with the job posting, announcing a range of $75,000 to $100,000. And as a result of that and other things that went on, as a result of that, the upper end is not going to be mentioned, so that we do not, you know, have that as a starting point for negotiation. The governance committee right now is working on a code of conduct. Other LSBs are having problems with internal conflicts and members who are doing things that other members don't like, posting things to lists about internal issues, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's an attempt to come up with a code of conduct and a set of provisions for what happens if you violate it. I'll just share that I'm a little bit concerned about the punitive nature of these things. and concerned about a chilling effect on dissent, but at the same time I understand that there are people who are really concerned about people doing things that expose the foundation to liability. So that's going to be a difficult discussion ongoing. The Governance Committee is also dealing with a bylaws convention. You've heard about that. We're supposed to be coming up with a plan for the governance structure to look at the contracts that the management gets us into, because really the contracts are where all your relationships get defined. And presently there's no system for oversight of contracts. There was a motion that we are supposed to be seeing any new contracts signed, but we have not been given any new contracts. That if, you know, we excluded normal contracts, but there are issues that we need to deal with. The tech committee has not met, but it needs to meet because we have to have a recommendation on adoption of digital radio, which is, if all the stations do it, supposed to cost about $350,000 network wide, and there are real concerns about using a proprietary technology called IVOC, in band off channel, I think it is
on
channel, excuse me, but it stands for. There's a whole lot of concerns about the cost of the receivers, the usability of it, degradation of signal quality, and a lot of other things. But it's being pushed by CPB in part because the consortium of corporations who are radio stations owners, whose stations have not adopted it, are pushing to get CPB to dangle money, I think, this is personal opinion, in front of stations to get station managers to see that pot of money, adopt, and create a market for something that the commercial broadcasters can't. So tech committee has to deal with that. Finance committee, you've heard about its issues. On the coordinating committee, I've got a motion forward for us to, the coordinating committee is supposed to coordinate activities of the board, including doing things like help set the agenda, and I'm pushing for the coordinating committee to recommend time on the Berkeley PNB agenda to deal with the overall question of our approach to staffing. We're caught between a couple different models of staffing. The staffing plan is demanding more and more funding, but there's been absolutely no discussion anywhere about how do we balance the sort of volunteer-driven community model of radio with the producer-driven model of radio and the various competing demands, and I think we need to do that. I don't know how much support there will be to have the discussion, because it's an inflammatory discussion, particularly with respect the staff. The paid staff starts hearing you talk about concerns about how paid staff keeps expanding and sucking up resources, and you have to manage that well. Those are the issues that are going on in the committees I'm on and before the national board. We are having a meeting. We had a five-hour meeting on Tuesday. We're having another one this coming Tuesday to continue to deal with the executive search committee. Our in-person meeting is in June the 16th and 17th, I believe, in Berkeley. Or there's a three-day meeting. That's it.
Well done.
I want to come. I'm going to tell you about the audit committee, but I want to comment a little bit about some of the problems that we're having with looking at the executive search committee. We empowered a director from each station to sit on the executive search committee, but they had a couple minority reports, and unfortunately, I think the chair of that committee, who I think is Mark Roberts. Mark Roberts seems to be putting stuff before the board that other members of the executive search committee haven't agreed on. So what happens is they're supposed to be doing this report, and when it comes to us, it really should be an up or down decision, but there's just too many squabbles even among those five people. So, and unfortunately, it looked like a little bit of favoritism was in there, and people didn't adhere to good business practices, and just a whole bunch of stuff. And I think that's what propelled that meeting to keep going and going and going. So, okay, with that said, David covered most of the other part. We had an audit committee at the PMB, and I just want to say a few things because it applies to our committee here, too. We found out, number one, the bylaws say about the audit committee is very, very sketchy. Just that you see about the annual audit, and I forget what it says about the finance committee, but it kind of mentions the finance. Oh, you don't step on the toes of the finance committee. You know, what does that mean, you know? So we decided that we're going to develop a vision for what it is that we think the audit committee should do. And of course, we've been doing some research on what audit committees are supposed to do. And, you know, and audit commissions really get involved. And I think in Pacifica, an audit committee would be very, very critical because things can come out of there. We also found that people were put on the audit committee and they weren't showing up. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to make forums. I contacted these people, and two of the people didn't even know they were on the committee. Okay, I think that might happen here in the station, too. The member that we have in the KKK, who was Lamont Yankee, decided that he's so overwhelmed that he's going to have to take leave for a couple of months, so at least we got him off the committee so that we can meet before him. And by the way that we run our meetings are 1 hour. We wait 15 minutes to meet quorum. If we don't meet quorum within 15 minutes, that's it until the next month. Okay? We can terminate that meeting, and then the next month is the third, and we're talking about this, but we're going to have the third Wednesday of every month. We did nominate a chair and a secretary, and we're inviting more people to apply for those positions if they like. Some of the things that we did is we made a rule, and kind of iffy with the PMD. PMD is supposed to approve everything, but it says that the rule for if you consecutively miss a meeting and excuse on the PMD, you're supposed to be removed, and the LSD too. Three consecutive unexcused absences, you're off. You're just off. Okay, but instead, when it comes to a committee, you know, have a little bit of wiggle room there. So we made a rule that we will eliminate members with three consecutive unexcused absences. It's not personal. It just keeps us from making quorum. They got to go. Okay. We also looked at the independent auditor's report. I don't know how many of you guys actually saw the audit report. And the independent auditor was very specific that he wrote that report in compliance with the AICPA standards, and we decided that that's fine for the CPA, American Institute CPA.
You have 1 minute.
But it wasn't good enough for us. We wanted notes of explanation, notes, discussion there. And the other thing is, and I am going to be finished, is we are starting to talk, well, we didn't quite get to it because we ran out of time, but we will be discussing the rotating audit. And that's the end of the audit.
Okay, David has 1 minute here.
Okay, yeah, I just neglected to mention two things. This board asked the National Governance Committee to consider, and the National Board to consider, the role of LSDs in program council formation. And when we brought that before the Governance Committee, there were members, it was rejected as a motion. And the sentiment of many of the members was that national shouldn't be dictating local powers, which I thought was kind of crazy because the bylaws don't dictate those powers for local, so national needs to pass policy. The other item national is dealing with is the question of the threats attendant with the CPB, the changes in policy at the CPB that you may have heard about, and the possibility of coming up with a contingency plan in the event of loss of CPB funding or threats to our ability to control our content by CPB.
And Casey.
Just two things quickly before the audit committee was too much more work. I hope the EP let you know that there was a Senate bill passed for nonprofits that requires every nonprofit with a budget of $500,000 now to have an audit committee, and that bill outlines your responsibilities and what I'm offering. So I'll forward that to you. And you shouldn't have been in the office. Well, I don't know if they know about it, but real quick.
Wait, no, excuse me. I'm sorry. Finish. You'll have to finish. Let her finish before we interrupt.
My second point just is, you know, you brought up some things on the search committee, and obviously everybody knows that an executive RSVP voluntarily quit. He terminated his own employment, which would not entitle anyone to any kind of severance package.
Okay, the 10 minutes we allowed for this have expired. I'm going to recognize Rodrigo for a quick statement.
Yeah, basically what I want to say is that Well, there are many things, but I just want to say a few things, you know. There is a lack of communication between management and programmers. Huge lack of communication. You know, general manager as well as program director never answer phone calls and never return at least to us, you know, emails. We have been done, last time we have tried to contact them, you know, like last time what happened with the SOS announcement they did for the races, they were trying to tear down the cultural historical monument, Mexican monument in Baldwin Park. There was an announcement at the community calendar and their behalf, and we asked for the air check, and there was no answer about that. Many times I have talked to Armando Gudiño, and he always says that he's going to call back. We asked for any special, for musical programming, like 3 weeks ago, and we were trying to contact him, and he never answered. No phone calls, no emails. No. But we did get a phone call from Nathan telling us that we are going to have expanded programming in Spanish for the fun drive. So we couldn't get at the special time to do like musical, which we've been asked for by a lot of people to have, a revolutionary music. But we did get, extended time for the fun drive. So, also, another thing I want to say, there are privileges in this radio station. There are programmers who are able to get computers, and they can lock those computers at their will, and nobody else can touch this. And it was reported, and they are building something upstairs in the second floor. But also, that's an issue. The only studio that we can use to record is Studio C. But there is Studio D available too, but only for those that are privileged, not for everyone. So, my complaint is that we have, an LSB and we have a management, but there is not a body in between that can go and talk to them directly and make them do things. Because we have many things that are happening, like all those are the gifts, right? The gifts that are given, the premiums that are given to the fund drive. There are too many complaints of people that those premiums don't get to their hands. And that's corruption. And if we want to be more corrupted, let's keep doing it. But many of the people do not get their premiums, And that was addressed during, the session we have with Armando Gudiño. People were going to say, I pay $150 and I haven't gotten my CDs anymore. And some, and it goes for a lot of times, not only these companies.
Okay.
Just to finish.
Okay.
I waited because I waited.
I know you did.
There are motions that have been passed, in the LSB, but has not been put in force. Like the training, and I discussed what, they said. What good is it if we pass a motion and we don't put it in force? So we are spending like hours discussing motions, but we don't work to make them real. Then we are lying to ourselves, and wasting the time, and wasting all the people's time. The last thing is that if we say we are called for this meeting to the listeners to come and talk and say to us, what they feel, they should not be talking to a wall, painting that with faces, on humans. Because sometimes, a lot of times, all the time that I've been in this board, I listen to the people and none of us go to them and tell, okay, why don't we do this? We just listen to them and say, thank you very much, please sit down, and that's it. We don't take really action. That's a self-criticism also, and that's just to reflect, that we sometimes waste a lot of time. And sometimes some people talk too much, on the same issue, and too many people know the same thing, you know, even though they, we are saying the same thing, but with different amounts. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Rodrigo. We're going to go to public comment, and we may not have a list. I don't know if we have a list, but just stand. It's 90 seconds, I believe, a minute and a half, we say, is it? So I'll be timing, and let's begin with...
How long is this?
Is it a minute and a half?
No, how long is this?
We haven't found it, but there are other people in the building who are thinking and practicing, so let's just keep going here. Myla, go ahead.
Okay, I'd just like to say that I know that there's a wonderful tradition of allowing the listeners to speak prior to taking a vote, but a number of people have left now, and I think that, you know, it's not working. And I think that you need to consider revising it. Maybe the governance committee can think about this. But I think that it could be far more efficient and productive for the board to just vote on things as they come up, so that the members who had to leave have an opportunity to actually vote on the issues that came up. And I'm just going to leave it at that because we're really short on time.
Thank you. Let's go here, please. Yes.
Who's here? Which one?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. Actually, I have different issues here. One is to take a look at the letters that is going to be sent over to the Hustler magazine, where there is an error which says only 90.mm, which is supposed to be 90.7 FM. And that's one thing. The other thing is that I would make an emotion and advice to the LSB that this meeting should instead be done on weekends, because this is ridiculous that some people actually have to leave because they don't have the need to be here the whole time because of whatever things that they have to do. So I would propose that maybe this meeting should be done either Saturday or Sunday for the convenience of everyone here. And the other thing is that I would like to reiterate what Rodrigo was saying, which is the fact that the Spanish programmers do not have resources that they can depend on to do their shows. A lot of the time, you know, we have to be running up and down throughout the building because there is no room to do our job. Most of the work that we do depends on also on our time because we are full-time workers outside, you know, the station, and we have to come whenever we think, you know, we can do the work. And whenever we get there, most of the time, the studios are actually busy. Or sometimes, you know, we cannot do anything because we depend on a lot of different things. So I think that the station should, or I mean, or the LSB should allocate more funds and more resources to the volunteer programmers. I had something else. I can just find it. On the issue about our special program, I noticed that it's only a few people that actually go.
This is very little time for speaker, which I
that's
regret.
Right. Can I add something else on the minutes of the LSB meeting?
Do you have it in written form that you can submit?
Yeah, I got it right here. Just
okay.
Otherwise, my sister will come
out. Yeah,
that's fine.
Let me give you 2 minutes. You should get over it.
That's right. Now, in white, right there behind you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, in the spirit of the evening, liberation of the oppressed, I once again would like to interject a sense of shame and admonish the board and management for allowing vegan and animal liberation programming to continue to be ignored by KPFK. No sense of urgency here, even though these are the most important health issues to any community listening to the station. Heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, mad cow disease. USDA official says that animals are not being tested properly, so one bite of a burger can be fatal, but not important on KPFK yet. Food for oil, it takes half a gallon of gasoline per pound of bark or beef.
So 27 billion pounds of beef consumed last year, 13 billion 500 million gallons of gasoline wasted, lives wasted for that. The FBI tonight on the news on KPSK says that animal rights activists are more dangerous than Al Qaeda. So I guess I hope to make it up tonight. Basically, these are the most important issues to environment, health, war and peace, and nothing. And I'm frustrated by Armando. I met with him a few weeks ago. He said, we'll put together a weekly series, a temporary series. Call me back in a week. Well, that's 2 months now. The animals continue to die. The children continue to die. Carne es muerte. And, the elephants in the zoo can't get a break. The monkeys in a lab can't get a break. And this audience can't get a break. What do I do for the most important issues of our time to get on the air? And I won't get a response tonight, and Armando will ignore me, and I'll be back in 6 months again.
Sandy.
Me, yes. Three points. CPP funding, the Republicans are going to make that dry up. They're reporting, you guys need to put that on your agenda. You need to deal with the plan. What happens if CPP funding goes to zero? Plan on it. Be ready for that. Point two, David, open source, fight for open source for digital radio. Absolutely, we need to have that. You guys need to familiarize yourself with this. Open standards. The same thing goes, and now to point three, same thing goes with software. I was told the last fund drive I attended that upstairs they were going to, on the second floor, they're going to build a computer room there for computers for the programmers. Now, In my opinion, you guys, the board should direct the station to use Linux and open source software so it doesn't break down, you don't have bugs all the time. They're equivalents for all the Microsoft programs you're going to come to use. You'll save money and you will not need to lock, the computers will not be lockable, and therefore everybody will have access to computers. Every programmer should have an account just for the asking and just start to use it. I'm done.
Thank you very much. Now seated, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I happen to be a member of the Community Advisory Board as well, and I'm also here to make an offer to the station that for the current fund drive, I've been asked to present a proposal that my friend Bob Passman would like to go ahead and put together a fundraiser consisting of three rock bands during the fund drive. We could do a show and we could raise money in that manner for the station so that more diversified programming can be presented over the airwaves. Okay, that's issue number one. Issue number two, I'm very sad to hear about what Rodrigo has to say about the fact that programmers are not, especially the Spanish language programmers, are not being allowed to have access to the production rooms when they come in to do special projects and special segments that they need to air on their programs. I think that that's really terrible that they're being treated with second class treatment. That is just totally ridiculous that on a station like KPFK, which promotes diversity and which always says come on down and be part of this and we encourage women and people of color to apply, that there seems to be a double standard. I'm surprised that this is even going on. That's my time.
Thank you very much. Nancy.
Yes, I'll make this pretty short. First, I want to know, because I might consider joining one of the committees. I'd like to have a list of the committees. I don't have that. So if anybody has one, pass it to me. Another idea is I was listening to some of the comments, and the idea of a program maybe on agribusiness and how that relates to our eating habits, plus genetically engineered food, and how we're trying to impose agriculture around the world, like including in Iraq, by the way. Maybe that would be a good idea for a program. If there's a program committee, maybe I'll get on that if I, get chosen.
Oh, the program council.
There's the program council, but, is there a committee around programming or something related to that? But, if anybody has a list of the committees, I might, if I can get enough time, I might consider joining a committee. So, that's just basically my statement.
Okay, and just by tomorrow night, there'll be the whole list will be at www.kpfk.org. It'll be listed. We're going to put it on the website.
Okay, well,
all the committees are on the agenda.
And on the agenda, they're listed under committee report. Raphael.
A number of things, all over the map. First off, with respect to the letter vis-a-vis Aura, I want to urge you to support Don's letter. It's much stronger, it's much less equivocal. Please do that. I think it's very well written. Thank you for talking to Aura directly. Secondly, and I have several questions I'm going to ask, I'd like answers to them later if I could possibly give them. Don, where are the applications that were given to you? They were channeled all for you, the applications for the listener members of the committee. Are they here?
Yeah, no, they're not here tonight, but they're going to go to the convener chair.
The second part of my question, I'd like to answer that after I'm
done. Okay,
I don't know why.
Go ahead.
Next, a couple of questions for Dave. What has been done with PB to address, if anything has been done, to address what Lonnie called the perfect storm, the number of critical financial issues that are coming up, and what y'all have positioned on that? Secondly, is there a spirit in general in the PNB with respect to doing something to clean up the whole culture of resistance on the part of management to, as Vertigo was saying, the implementation of measures by the boards? Next, I want to address my comment to whoever, I don't know who's on the Arts Committee, and say to you specifically, please keep your hands off programming. There is a program council for that purpose. After listening to this, it's like I'm almost on the point of like, introducing a resolution of the Program Council to prohibit all LSB members and IPC members from any participation in programming at all. I mean, that's like, this is, y'all got to wake up and smell the coffee here, y'all. Then finally, I'd like to ask the members of the Program Oversight Committee to take up the other question that Rodrigo was addressing with respect to the announcement that went on air from Save Our State, on behalf of Save Our State. It's a racist outrage. These people are an inch away from the Klan, and they're closer than that to the Nazis. And it's something that really should be addressed and looked into how that happened, why it happened, and certainly Sharon's point is correct that the IPC should draw up some policies around it. But one of the things we need to do that is to know what happened so we know where to address the policy. And that, I think, would be your purview. I'd really like to ask you to do that. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Right behind Raphael. Yes.
You know, Wackerman made a better offer than the Quakers. If anyone was listening on Saturday about 6 weeks ago, we had a pretty wonderful exercise in gay rights, gay marriage, and that sort of stuff. Quite a bit of politics there, quite a bit of politicians. And there was a point at which our general manager got irritated with a Christian young man who had something to say. As I remember reading the bylaws, it's good to have dialogue. And that man was literally hand over mouth, hand around chest, dragged through Lucy's coffee shop out into the curb. Okay? I am really fed up with our DM having a goon squad everywhere she goes. There are television cameras in the parking lot. They spent good money putting an alarm on the door so no one could leave it open during the last fun drive. It lasted 30 minutes. Volunteers can't tolerate that stuff. I passed out something that says every volunteer is worth about $17 to an hour. That would include all the things we don't pay, that we have to pay employees. We're putting our GM on a tremendous pedestal with this huge debate of how we negotiate, how we argue her value, whether she's going to be replaced or not replaced, has she fulfilled our agreements. We can't even name our agreements with her. Who the hell is she? Who the hell is our GM? Excuse me, I didn't mean to identify her. Maybe she's of no gender. But my point is that our employees are at-will employees on that level. They do not use their phone system. We have one of the finest phone systems that you can buy, and it is entirely unprogrammable because no one at the station wants it to work. As our Spanish level programming, we have excellent studios upstairs. We have no elevators to get there. We have no computer access because we use Windows. Excuse me, I'm out of time, but I've got another two pages.
Okay, thank you very much. Jack?
This board is a really spectacular board. These are outstanding people, every one of you. I couldn't imagine a better local station board. But you're not winning any trophies for efficient meetings. I really urge you to try on your own to draw up an agenda for one of these meetings with the working assumption that you will only get through half of it. Mandating 30 minutes for P&E business, I love the idea. It doesn't work. And if you reduce it to 10 or 15, that's a minimum. It's not a cap. And if P&B directors have special business, they can still get those items on the agenda. I really am interested in what's happening on the P&B. It's very, very fascinating. It's very frustrating. There are some serious issues I want them addressed. But I also urge you, if you ever get around to voting tonight, to vote for that motion.
Here, here. All right, now, before we go ahead with public comment, let me explain to the listener sponsors our dilemma. Because we don't vote until after public comment, we have about 5 votes that are now stacked here waiting to be facilitated. The building has given us 10 minutes, and then we have to vacate. The thing that the board would like to do is to facilitate the votes. Now, the only way we can do that is to, at this moment, suspend listener comments. And if we continue with listener comments, we will have to postpone the votes until June.
So do the voting and then go back if we have time for Mr. Cummings.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just interrupt public comment. What is it, Kurt? What do you think?
There are only 2 people left, and you're thinking of...
They can do it after the vote.
I have a quick question. Dave, when do you need the budgets from the outreach committee?
From the outreach committee?
For you,
the line items are not. We're going to allocate funds. Having a
okay, you're going to allocate funds. You don't want us to present something to you.
I need a sense of the body.
Right?
Maybe the demand public comment should take these votes out.
Yes, and have public comment outside.
And then we'll go back to public comment, John.
Yes. The last time to the building, the custodian has been kept over to say thanks.
Yes, all right.
We don't owe any money, but he's telling us we have to leave out. I think we should give him something for having to have to stay longer than his work requires.
So, Don, can we take the vote?
Yes, let's do. I'm going to ask the secretary now to give us the vote. I don't know which one you want to start with. It doesn't matter.
Don, can we start with the $400 allocation? Otherwise, we can't do the change.
Yeah, that's one of these, the $400.
Yes, can we start with it?
Let it be read in order.
Okay. Could we have order, and then we'll handle these votes, and then I will actually come back. Could we start with the Hustler vote? You'll recall that this vote was the Cherna Gluck letter, and I hope the board voting on the board, we're going to take 2 votes. One, the first one is on the Cherna Gluck. It's not her letter, it's the committee. No, I'm sorry, I'm using shorthand. Any confusion about that? Okay, those who wish to issue the Cherna Gluck committee letter, would you please raise your hands at this time? Okay, 1, are you voting, Rodrigo, you're voting? Yes, okay. 1, are you voting, Rodrigo? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 4, 5, 6.
Could you have that number again?
Now, is that accurate? 7 for issuing?
Is it one or the other?
No, it can be both.
Oh, it can be both?
It could be both. It could be both.
Yes.
It could be okay, I'm going to take that vote again. Those for issue. Okay, those in favor of issuing the committee letter from Cherna Gluck's committee, raise your hands again. One, two, three, four, five. All right, six, seven, eight. Okay, hands down. Opposed to issuing that letter. One, two, three, four. Abstaining. One. Okay, that passes. That will be issued in the name of the committee. The letter from the chair.
In the name of the board.
In the name of the board. Those in favor of issuing that letter, raise your hand.
It's
by the chair in the name of the board.
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? One. Abstentions?
No, excuse me.
Opposed. Okay. You're voting no? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I wasn't a vote. I was counting.
Okay, abstentions? Okay, that also passes. So both letters will be issued. Let's go to the fourth.
I want a lawyer to look at that letter before it's issued in the name of the board.
Okay, very good. And you have a copy, so you have
a letter. No.
Okay. Let's go on to the next. We'll look at the lawyer. We'll have. We're in touch with lawyers a lot lately. The $400 allocation. Can we use that one? The $400 allocation from structured governance. Those in favor of that allotting that for, raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed. 1. Abstentions. 1. Okay. And the next one, can we do the issue of limiting PNB directors' reports to 15 minutes? Those in favor of that restriction, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed. Ooh. 1. Abstentions. 1. 2. Okay. Okay, let me see here. What else do we have here? What was another?
The management review and evaluation. Marta Prescott. We have the risk response to the LSC committee.
Yes, that vote is to... Can you?
It's very confusing, but I wrote something down.
Please.
Sherna Block moves that the chair transmit application by a list of sponsors for committee membership, a committee of choice of the list of sponsors, and that a drawing be done by each committee at their next meeting to decide on permanent list of sponsor members, that outreach be made to applicants who did not state a particular preference to do so, and that all LSC members attend the next committee meeting so that a quorum can be determined, so that the number of list of sponsors available on each committee can be ascertained, and that a drawing for membership be done at the next committee.
Great.
That was great.
Awesome.
Okay, now,
by golly, I thought that was gone forever, but you brought it back. Okay, now here's the point. I do want to say, if we pass this, you're going to have to be very responsive about who are the convener chairs and what are your... I probably need postal addresses if you don't have them. Okay, let's take a vote on that because I think it's clear.
No, I'm voting yes.
Okay, those in favor, raise your hand. Voting yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, or 4. 3, 4. Okay. Other votes that we held in advance.
Adelson motion on
you.
No, we have
on telling management how we want to spend money.
Yes, there was a motion. Remember, he had a 3-point motion.
Mm-hmm.
It was on, like, training. You have that
training, outreach,
and training, outreach,
and
the Adelson motion. It comes out of the hearings that the committee
Casey
held.
Has it.
That the LSB instructs management that funds be available in the 06 fiscal year budget for support for volunteer production, outreach, and training.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And can you give a copy of that to the secretary so that we have that? Incidentally, I don't want to forget, this is the GM report, so all board members should pick up Eva George's GM report before you leave. She's not able to be with us. All right, so let's take a vote on the Adelson motion on those three points. Those in favor signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? Abstentions?
It was on the
Adelson motion to include funding for volunteer programming and so on.
Dave Adelson moves that the LSC instruct the management that we would like to see the 06 budget include volunteer development, training, and outreach.
All right, now that just passed. That just passed. Is there any other pending votes that we put off until after public comment? Carol or Grace, do you see anything else? My notes may be incomplete.
I think we had
Hustler votes the $400, Adelson 15 minutes.
Arts was tabled.
Arts was definitely tabled. That was a complete misprint. It did not reflect the Arts Committee meeting.
Well, while we're thinking about it, why don't we go back to listener comments?
Yeah. Where is David?
Did I give you this?
Is he dealing with the... Is he asking, what is his position right now?
He should leave.
I'm sorry?
He should leave.
He should leave. Yeah. Lawrence, let
him turn down the money.
Oh, he turned down the money?
He tried to. I didn't let him, but he still wants us to go.
Okay. You know,
I'm going back.
I'm sorry. One sentence, Lawrence.
Okay. Everybody got a passing point? I submitted an application for the Structure Committee and for Fraud, and I have it on the website. So the email that you sent out, not emailed the private times, but I've heard. In terms of votes, I think votes should be taken right before the motions are done. This way you can just keep going. But right after the motion is done, listen to comment, next motion, listen to comment, vote, listen to comment like that. Disenfranchising the listeners.
Very good.
And then the very last thing is that the nation has to come in compliance with the ADA. Okay? I mean, you are potentially in at risk of liability. Okay? You need to make that technical law accessible. And I have all the information, and I've provided it to the appropriate person, and I still haven't heard anything. Okay, so, if you want to spend $25,000, as opposed to just doing something like that, go ahead. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Lawrence is referring to the elevator project, which is ongoing, but not moving forward well. The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
May I say something? One next announcement. Everyone, please give it out.
And we also have the GM report. There are copies of the GM report. She was not able to be with us.
I haven't done.
You know, Tracy. Who died?
Everybody here that knows me knows I've worked on the specific
struggled for pretty much longer than anybody in this room. And all I have gotten out of this is Ian Johnson has 1 hour a month, and we've only had that definite possibility for 2 months. His second month got the regular show one Friday a month was preempted for tomorrow night because a staff on board member is taking his slot tomorrow night. And that is a conflict of interest with staff on board, but I think it's very rude that Terry and Carl are not listening to me. Because programming is what's really important about Pacifica. And everybody here in the room knows that Ian Johnson is putting out the most controversial information about 9/11, number one, among other things, being that HIV does not cause AIDS. We've had shows with 50 majority on, like I said, her daughter just died, so I'm very upset about that at the moment. And I'm even more upset about getting preempted because a person who's on every week, who has also got power on this board, is preempting them to get airtime. Maria Armudia. I've been against staff on board from the beginning. Sure, if you're a staff on board, why aren't you listening to me? This is very rude.
Excuse me, if somebody is a staff representative, of course they're going to have a program because...
That's right, she's got one once a week. She did not fight for Pacifica. She was not part of Pacifica.
I'm just pointing out that it's not the same.
It doesn't matter even that. She's got 1 hour a week. She's not doing anything controversial. And the person about the most controversial show that is being preempted, even though they're only on once a month.
I know that. It's not my
fault. 2 years, she'll be in a regular weekly program. This is complete injustice. And I don't believe that these programs are making decisions like this. I believe it's the pressure that you send them to me. On KPFA and you're pushing out people from the airwaves that are not towing your line. And I just want to say that to everybody.
All right, well, thank you, Tracy, and I'm sorry that it's a bit confusing at the end of the program.
How do you feel about somebody being crammed who's only on once a month for somebody who's on once a week?
I'm hearing this for the first time.
Wrong.
I'm hearing it for the first time.
It was a letter from Jennifer. An email from Jennifer to Ian about it. And Alan, did you have anything to do with this?
Yes, I opposed it, Tracy. Okay.
What?
I opposed it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So Jennifer made a decision.
Was it?
It was Armando's.
Why did he decide to
do it? All right, the meeting is adjourned, so these discussions now should take place in private. They're not part of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. No. Thank you.